In this bulletin, John Barilaro to face further questioning at a New South Wales inquiry. The US Department of Justice files a motion to unseal the search warrant used in the raid of Donald Trump's home. And in tennis, Serena Williams says farewell to Toronto as she begins what will be her retirement tour. For the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. John Barilaro is preparing to reappear before a parliamentary committee in Sydney that is examining his appointment to an overseas trade role. The inquiry is investigating how the former Deputy Premier of New South Wales got the New York job, which was created when he was still the state's trade minister, and which he secured after a senior bureaucrat had already been identified as the preferred candidate by the recruitment panel. Mr. Barilaro told the inquiry during his first appearance earlier this week that he did not believe he had done anything wrong in obtaining the position, but he has said he now regrets applying. Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie says more public servants need to be employed to speed up the processing of thousands of outstanding compensation claims made by veterans. The urgent processing of claims backlog was one of 13 recommendations made by the Royal Commission into Defence and Veterans Suicide, which released its 300-page interim report on Thursday. Senator Lambie, who gave evidence to the Commission about the crisis she faced after leaving the Army with a back injury, says the Department of Veterans Affairs has been under-resourced.
Unfortunately, for many years, the contracting side of it has been at about 44%, so that rotating door has had significant impact on the claims processing in Veterans Affairs. We need public servants in there with full-time jobs, so they're taught. It takes 6 to 12 months to train these people, and the sooner we can get them trained, the sooner we can get these claims ticked off and get them processed.
And if you or anyone you know needs support, help is available from a range of sources, including Lifeline on 13 11 14 and the Defence All Hours Support Line for ADF members and their families on 1800 628 036. Prison officers in New South Wales are taking strike action today in support of a colleague who has been charged with the murder of a prison inmate. The officer allegedly shot a man near Lismore Base Hospital in March of 2019. A Corrective Services New South Wales spokesperson says all prisons will continue to operate securely with all essential services maintained. But the strike is likely to delay court cases and visits to prisons as it involves an estimated 5,000 workers. To the United States, and officials have spoken publicly for the first time since a raid on the Florida home of former US President Donald Trump. Attorney General Merrick Garland says he can confirm the FBI is investigating Trump over allegations that he removed classified documents from the White House, which he is not legally entitled to do. Mr. Garland says the nature of the search has been confidential until now.
Since I became Attorney General, I have made clear that the Department of Justice will speak through its court filings and its work. Just now, the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week.
Three people have died and at least 27 others are injured after police fired on protesters ahead of upcoming elections in Somalia. The protests have been occurring in major towns across the country and the northern region that separated from Somalia 3 decades ago and seeks recognition as an independent country. It is understood 2 civilians were killed in the capital of Hargeisa, while a third person was shot dead in the Sanaag region. Police officials say the demonstrators were armed with knives and refused to follow instructions before officers started shooting, claiming they feared for their lives. To tennis, and Serena Williams' farewell tour has started in Canada's Toronto. The 23-time major champ was defeated in straight sets by Switzerland's Belinda Bencic in her first match since she announced she would retire. Williams arrived on the court to a standing ovation and had the full support of the capacity crowd throughout the 77-minute match, but was unable to conjure up the old magic that helped her previously lift 3 titles in Canada. Serena Williams became emotional after saying that it would probably be the last time that she plays professionally in that city.
Yeah, it's just been a pretty interesting 24 hours. It's just been so memorable, you know. Like I said in my article, I'm terrible at goodbyes, but goodbye. Toronto!
And that's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.